Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your podcast host. In our podcast this week, in this episode, number 397, we're inching closer to episode number 400. I'm going to talk about how the point isn't the punchline. The what of your message isn't the so what of your message. I've been doing this podcast now for a number of years, and I'm really, really motivated and excited to help people become clear and concise communicators. When I wrote the book Brief, it was really written as a textbook after a class that I was teaching around being clear and concise, and I created a business called The Brief Lab, and the book Brief was the textbook. That book led me to write a book, Noise, which is around the environment that people live and work in, which is incredibly distracting. There's nonstop disruptions, interruptions, digital devices. Your brain is fragmented. Attention spans are dropping. Like, it's a lot of noise and information overload. And then I wrote a book called Quiet Works, which is making silence the secret ingredient of the workday, and which is really lowering noise. How do I get more clarity and less noise? Well, quiet is a powerful thing that's missing, where people can spend time alone to think and plan and prepare and organize and decide and do all these things which are uniquely human to be intentional when they communicate. And those three books together work in a trilogy called Clarity at Work. And you can buy that. It's a beautiful box set that I sell at thebrieflab.com, which pulls together those three books. Brief is the sword that cuts through the clutter. Noise is the clutter. It's the villain. It's your enemy. And quiet is the shield to protect you so you have time to think. And that's my life's work. And I'm really committed to having you be really good at this. And it's not easy, but it's possible. And when you do what I'm talking about in the podcast, you can go back to listen to all these episodes, you will make a huge difference in other people's lives, because it's really hard for people to listen and pay attention. Time and attention is this beautiful and scarce resource, and people squander it. They squander it focusing and paying attention to stuff that doesn't matter. They invest time and attention on stuff that's chaotic, disorganized, overwhelming, irrelevant. And when you show up and it's on point and on message and on time, you're giving them relief. And that's why I do this podcast. Honestly, I don't do it to sell books. I don't do it to promote classes. I do it because a number of years ago, somebody who had asked me after one of my classes, would you be open and interested in doing a podcast to help us sustain what you teach us in the courses at the Brief Lab? And I said, yes, absolutely. And I did. I embarked on this podcast, and I intentionally did it just myself. I don't have sponsors. I'm not trying to sell you a watch on the side, or it's sponsored by, a car company or whatever. I don't monetize it. It's just me talking to you about how you can be better at this. And we have a growing following. And if you have other people that, want to get better at this, give them a copy of Brief, tell them to listen to the podcast, and it can make a huge difference. So this week, we're going to talk about how the point isn't the punchline. In the what you're talking about isn't the same as the so what. And why am I doing this? Because a number of years ago, I discovered that clarity, which is really the most valuable thing, behaves like comedy. How? When a person's clear, there's a sequence of what's being said that behaves in very much the same way that when a person's telling a joke. And when a person tells a joke, if you think about it, there's this confidence, this sense of, as I'm progressing you through, these points, that old person will find humor in them. And when it's really done well, people consistently find humor in it, so much so that the person can retell the joke. Clarity can behave the same way, as long as we prepare and organize information into this sequential order, which is what the book Brief and the Brief Lab and all the work that we do is all about, is teaching people that through experiential learning, either in person or online. So I want to share an interview that I've shared this before, but I'm going to share it again with a comedian, John Mulaney. And John Mulaney is famous for a number of reasons. He was a stand-up comedian. He was a writer on Saturday Night Live. He's very funny. He does voiceovers for movies. And the fun fact is I actually know his dad. And he did this interview, which I'm going to share with you now. And what I want you to listen to is like, okay, what is, well, first of all, listen how awkward and long the question is to start the interview. And then listen to what his key learning is in how he really shares his defining, one of his defining moments as a comedian.
Was there a defining moment in your respective careers that tipped the scales towards you being confident in your ability to create engaging / relatable art? So the key to the whole question is defining moment.
So, well, what came to mind was not a moment of confidence, but I think in 2005, I was featuring, which is the middle set on a stand-up show at a club. There's an MC, a feature, and then the headliner. And I was at the Stress Factory in New Jersey, which is the name of a comedy club there. And I was bombing for two nights, really, really. And I did a lot of stuff down at Rafifi and in the East Village. And I felt like this is, I'm not so weird that this won't work on the road. I was taking a lot of material I'd worked out in alternative rooms and trying it at a club, and it was not going well. And this comedian who was headlining named Ross Bennett said to me after a show, he goes, "You're very funny, but these people have no time for your cleverness." And he goes, "Get to the point." And I realized that my premises were all kind of, I'm going to walk you towards an interesting little notion, as opposed to starting the bit with the premise, saying, "I don't like X. Now here's a bunch of reasons why."
So you took it as advice then. You really took it to heart.
Oh yeah, just that clarity is the most important thing, and some kind of little vignette that meanders that might land somewhere funny might not be what people want when they've gotten a babysitter and we're at the Stress Factory. And it felt like a good marriage. I didn't feel like I was abandoning my whole voice or something. It felt like a nice,
wow,
drive.
I just love that. I love his answer. It's so powerful. He talks about start with the premise. Clarity is what matters. Get to the point. And that changed him as a comedian. And later in this podcast, I'll show you an example of how he changed his comedic approach to be more impactful, to start with the point. And what I want to talk to you about today is that what he says is true. Start with the premise, start with the point. But that's not the punchline. Get to the point. What is the point? And that's what. And then you're going to progress through to a so what. And that's the framing for today's podcast. It's your beginning and your end, your what and your so what. It's just that powerful that you can start with a powerful premise and you can progress through a series of points, information, and get to a so what. And that really makes, honestly, listening and paying attention so much easier for people. I've seen a lot in the work that I do that when people communicate, last week we talked about 6 pivots when you're giving a presentation. One of the things that people struggle with a lot is how do you open and how do you close? And the weaker the opening is, the weaker the closing is going to be. And I hear things like, "And that's all I got," and "That's it," and "Pending your questions," and things like that, which are pretty lame. Well, oftentimes those are dictated by a pretty weak opening. If a person has a stronger opening, it's much more likely they're going to have a stronger closing. If the what you're talking about is really clear, the so what could be even clearer and more powerful. And in joke telling, that's exactly what Mulaney's talking about. So let me walk you through just some considerations about what I'm talking about. I want you to think about, for as obvious as it may seem, like the beginning of what you say isn't the end. The beginning is the beginning and the end's the end. Because you have a certain amount of time to talk, whether it's 30 seconds or 3 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever it is, you figure out, how am I going to start this conversation, this presentation, this email, and how am I going to end it? Okay. There's a famous quote that says the key to for people giving sermons or homilies is to have a really good beginning and a really good end and to put those two parts as close together as possible. So I think it's hilarious and true, right? So have a good beginning and a good end, but the beginning isn't the end. The point isn't the payoff or the ask or the key takeaway or the end state. So if you think about, let me walk you through some examples of what I mean by this. This structure and sequence matter in the what isn't the so what. The punchline isn't the point. I'm going to give you three examples. So in each one of these examples, if I were doing this, this is exactly how I'd organize the sequence in the structure. The what is the point and the so what is the ending. Okay, so let's say I'm making a recommendation. The what is, I have a small fix to make your brand more memorable. So the point is, it's a small fix. So that's my what. I'm framing that is, I'm talking to my client, and I'm like, hey, I have a small fix that's going to make your brand more memorable. Okay, so that's what it is. So it's a small fix. It's not a major repair. It's not a redo. It's a small fix. And then I'm going to say a series of points, and then I'm going to get to the so what, the payoff. And my payoff would be something like, the tagline will connect our promise to the solution quickly. Okay, and they're like, got it. What? So what? So this tagline that we talked about in the body of it is going to connect the promise to the solution. Got it. We promise to do this. We're going to do it. You're going to get that. Okay, boom. That's going to be done in a tagline. All right, that's the recommendation. So you got a what and a so what. Different messages, different points. Remember, the point isn't the punchline. Here's my second example. Let's say there's an issue or a problem or a challenge. What is the issue and what's the so what? Okay. So the point is, we don't have that skill set on our team. That's the point. That's the problem. That's really what I'm talking about, is the skill set's lacking. It's missing on the team. Okay, I'm going to say a whole series of points about what the skill set is and, you know why that's happening and where, all those things. So let's just imagine I go through a lot of material, but let me get to the so what, which is the sort of the end key takeaway. If we don't find somebody in the next week, we are going to miss the deadline. That's the so what. So what will happen? So I start with the point, I start with the problem, and then I get to the so what. And then I lock those two together, and in between I have a series of points, but the listener is following the logic, and they get to the so what. And when I got to the so what, like a punchline, I stop. I stop talking and let them respond. So that's how you'd frame maybe an issue. Let's go to a meeting. Meetings, what's the core objective of the meeting? What are we here to do? Okay, so let's say, for example, the meeting is, the core objective is to find ways to regain momentum on our product portfolio. Okay, so we got a product pipeline, and we've lost momentum, and we want to find ways to regain momentum, right, to get innovating again. So we've got the agenda laid out, and who's going to present, who's going to talk, whatever, but the so what is, in 30 minutes or less, we at least need to identify one short-term goal for the next 2 weeks. That's the so what. So what are we trying to get? Is at least one thing to do in the next 2 weeks to start momentum. Okay. I would call that like my minimum definition of success, but that's like the key end state that we're driving, is at least we get one idea that we can implement in the next 2 weeks. So as I said, give you these examples, what I want you to start to think about is that when you're communicating like a comedian is, and go back to Mulaney for a second. I mean, he was already an accomplished comedian. He was already an accomplished comedy, or like a comedic writer on Saturday Night Live. When he did that interview, he had already been established. But he also admitted that he was bombing. And he was bombing because he got the order wrong. He was delaying the point. He was, as he said, meandering through a bunch of nuanced points to get to the point in the middle. And then he had a punchline. He goes, people don't have patience. So for us, in the realm of clear and concise communication, the intent here is to help people pay attention, to make it easier for them to listen, to follow along and not get antsy and not get distracted and to have a way of being engaged, because we're engaging them from beginning to end in a very deliberate way, just like Mulaney did. So let's listen to, and I think this is hilarious, let's listen to this revamped joke where he actually follows his own advice and he starts with the premise.
13-year-olds are the meanest people in the world. They terrify me to this day. If I'm on the street on like a Friday at 3 p.m. and I see a group of eighth graders on one side of the street, I will cross to the other side of the street, because eighth graders will make fun of you, but in an accurate way. They will get to the thing that you don't like about you. They don't even need to look at you for long. They'll just be like, ha, 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 ha. Hey, look at that high-waisted man. He got feminine hips. And I'm like, no, that's the thing I'm sensitive about.
That is so good. That is just so good. And to see that adjustment, like he starts really strong with the premise. What's the point? The point is, bam. And then he leads up to a punchline. And the what and the so what are separate. The point isn't the punchline. The point gets you started. The punchline ends. And when you do this in communication, it's so powerful and it's so gratifying to people, because like you listen to that, time kind of stands still and you can do that all day long, honestly. And the irony of being brief is that people will let you talk longer, which is really, really great, because they've given you their permission because you help manage their attention. So I want you to look at this as, you know, a powerful way to maybe reorganize how you communicate, where you're really clear when you know how to start. It will make ending, like I'm doing right now, much more definitive. Just saying.